She knows sports and other too.
It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
Hey, Mal, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you know today, Mal?
You know, I got to thinking about something when, you know, I talk to you guys. I have a, you know, opportunity to spread information like a public service announcement.
Oh, boy. What have we created?
Exactly. And I have something I'd like to chat about, but just a quick note.
Mm-hmm.
This is just advice for me. I'm kind of an office linebacker. If you're going to make coffee and it's got flavor to it, warn others. I don't like flavored coffee, and I just poured a cup, and it tastes like I'm drinking a cup of lipstick. Anyway, that's just a little FYI from the office linebacker.
Office linebacker, I love it.
Oh, I wish.
I know. It'd be a dream job, wouldn't it, Mal?
Oh, I would just I would actually work out if someone gave me that opportunity, so I could just.
I agree. I'll work out too if they ever give me the opportunity to be in the NFL.
I think I could do a quick drop kick right now, but I just wouldn't be able to get back up
in the team. I hear you. All right.
Anyway, my public service announcement is this, and it's very important, and everybody, you'll remember this. I know you will.
Okay.
October starts next week, and you know, although some of us are thinking about pumpkin spice, I'm not. I'll tell you why. It's cold and flu season starting, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And these rules need to be followed like October through April. You can build up your immune system the rest of the year. That's fine. Swim in a lake, whatever you need to do. That's fine.
Okay.
But the one thing I need you to do is when you're getting coffee at work, I practice this all year, clean your hands when you're done. Several people have touched that. Don't use coffee stirrers. Period. Guy goes in the bathroom and he's holding his thing and he's going to the bathroom and then he grabs the coffee stirrer. He's not a hand washer. Then you just stuck that in your coffee. FYI.
Mm-hmm. Right? You're right.
But the most important thing I need everybody to listen to, and this I will put it on my headstone, don't forget to wash your thumbs. For the love of God. If you watch people wash their hands, the thumbs are flapping in there. They're not getting washed.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. I'm picturing how I wash my hands right now, and my thumbs are bone dry.
And they're probably covered with invisible fecal matter.
It's visible.
In fairness, I do feel like my other four fingers are doing most of the work. So
no, they're not. They're not. I mean, think about it. You open. Okay, here's an example. You go to the bathroom and you open up the little slider to get out of the stall. Someone had a poopy thumb that touched it before, then your thumb touched it. Now you have their poop on your thumb.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and then you open doors.
Listen, Mal, I am with you. Wash the thumbs. I'm just saying, I don't think my thumb gets anywhere near the poop.
All right, if you do one more hand gesture over here, it's an HR complaint, okay? Because this is getting very graphic over here.
Well, if you think of the term, you know, oh, he does nothing. He just sits there with his thumb up his butt, right? They don't say pinky for a reason, because the thumb is the dirtiest digit on your hand and the most used. Just watch, mark my words, and I'm really fired up about this.
Okay.
Watch your thumb.
So don't challenge Mal to a thumb war today.
Well, I have really fat thumbs, and I told you guys my parents used to call me Thumbelina. And so I think I'm missing a joint, and they look like toes. I think I got that from the Swedish side of my family. I don't know.
Okay. So are you open to a thumb war then? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I guess so, but just know you'll get a victory, and I'll just sit there with my toe thumb crying.
Or up your, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit there with your, see, I'd be in pain if I sat there with my thumb up my, you know. A lot of girth in this thumb.
Let's talk some football.
We covered a lot.
We did, but it's a good public service
announcement.
That's
like your thumb is covered with a lot.
Right. All right. So, Mal, Hawkeyes, Middle Tennessee, and Cyclones got Baylor. What do you know? Both fan bases going to be happy on Saturday night?
Well, I do believe, and I will be there. I believe Iowa will win for sure. Middle Tennessee, you're not supposed to call Middle Tennessee State for some reason, but Middle Tennessee can't stop the run. I would see a lot of running going on. Stanley will probably be dropping dimes. The only thing that concerns me is the defense, the secondary, same thing we saw 2 weeks ago. The little rookies running around out there that don't know. So that concerns me. And the Iowa pass rush really concerns me. They are last in the country in tackles for loss per game.
Yeah, what? We didn't see that coming.
Anyway, Iowa will win. I will be there cheering and waving, and I'm excited to be there. I'll be in the north end zone in one of those club things.
So the Hawkeyes will win. What about this? Yeah, go ahead.
This one I have crossed out 100 times, and I actually just changed it literally 20 minutes before I walked into this little room that I'm calling you from. And I'm taking Iowa State. I wasn't going to, and I changed my mind. I don't like who Baylor's played so far. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than we are used to seeing in a Big 12 competition. I want to see Iowa State get the running game going, but I think the defenses match up really well, and it is going to be a lower scoring game. It's going to be a very close game, and I think Iowa State will come out, and Brock Purdy, last week's magic man, is going to get her done.
All right. How about this week?
Mal's magic man.
So who's it this week, Mal?
I'm going Iowa State. I'm going with Greg Eisworth. He's a safety. He's a redshirt junior, I think. Anyway, he leads the team with 29 tackles. He has 14 solo tackles. I think he's going to be very active at the game tomorrow. I really do believe that he's going to be the magic man. He's going to be a difference maker. I look for a big play that will key Iowa State to victory.
Okay.
All right.
I did not see you taking an Iowa State safety for your magic man, but she did.
That's who I believe. I think it's going to come down to defense. I picked the defensive guy. I'm not going to pick anybody from Iowa until they can straighten up and not be last in the tackle thing.
Okay. Well, I think it's a thumbs-up choice, Mal.
It's a brown thumbs-up for Iowa State.
Mal is sports gal. Find her on Facebook. She's on Twitter. She's on Instagram and Snapchat, too. You have a great weekend, Mal. Thank you.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.